This is Vance Major, actor of Starship Valiant, and you're listening to the Comic Pop Library.
Hey everybody, this is the Comic Pop crew. I'm Richard along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And Vance asked us to do a commentary for his Star Trek fan film, and Jonathan picked the best of things, and hopefully Vance won't dread it after we get this to him. So we're going to go through Best of Things Part 1 and Part 2, and it is a Star Trek fan production.
And it's dedicated to his son Royce, which I really like. Yep. The music is really good on it. Well, the opening music is good.
That it is. Then you kind of get the Star Trek.
Yeah. His resignation letter at the very end.
Yeah, we'll get there. You're jumping ahead, dude. And we have the Valiant flying through space. Pretty good computer animatics.
So. Yes.
And you'll have to forgive us if we don't know all the characters' names, but we got Menard coming in.
And I'm
on the bridge.
On the bridge, yes, and I cannot remember the captain's name. I know it's played by Michael King.
No, what I've done is I've added a rotating E-sequence to current shield modulations. They're not stronger. They've totally adapted to it.
And this is one where Logan kind of commented about this the other day. The shields aren't stronger as they're saying. They've been adapted, so it's kind of like the Borg stuff.
Yep.
So it's like, ooh, hints, foreshadowing. Good work. But you'd have to see some of the other fan films to know what we're talking about there. But
contact Admiral Parker. Borg were from the actual series. Whatever.
They are, but they're also in the fan films too. Mm-hmm.
True.
I love this shot with the computer animatics because
they've always done a good job with this. 12 hours later.
And we're down on the planet side. And this is one where they're just...
Commander, the atmosphere is heating up rapidly.
Yeah. And you kind of look at this and...
Maybe an hour.
The young gentleman in the gold uniform is kind of like, oh, he's the safest one. Menard and his cohort are not so good.
Yeah.
They're in red.
The weird thing is...
Yeah.
Wasn't the... Him in gold earlier, too?
No, he was not.
Oh, a different
is that a baby?
Yeah. He's a different person. And we have the baby. Who could this be?
Spread out.
It is.
And just. There's a bit of an error.
And I like how they use the natural environment, but this little shot here, kind of like he looks and looks. And I know this is a dramatic pause, but he puns around to the tree. He's like, do I need to use the bathroom? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then, what am I? I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
Oh, a baby.
Yeah.
Sorry, Vance.
They didn't see that.
But he uses the natural environment to their advantage, so that's pretty cool.
And the cool thing about this shot is the baby in this shot is actually Vance's son.
Mm-hmm. And I love the music because it swells, kind of like a superhero theme.
Yeah, and then he just looks
up and... He's in yellow and red. Royce is. And whose colors is that?
The Flash?
Flash. Love it.
But he looks like...
Don't know if it's intentional. Let me see the front of that jumper, man.
Yeah. He was looking up when they put Superman in the rocket to go.
True. And here we're going back to Earth. We're actually above Africa here at one of the space stations, looks like. So. And this house...
Admiral Parker.
Understand what they're doing. They're kind of, but it kind of looks like the house on the hill.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Really?
Okay. Love the alien. I can't remember the admiral's name. I like the shape of the
Parker, I believe. Okay. Yeah.
I like the face until you get down to the underneath the cheeks, and it cuts off a little bit.
I just think it's like, creepy looking.
It is a little creepy looking, but I, you know. If,
but I it's not, it, I mean, it's not creepy looking in a bad way. It's just like creepy, cool looking in a way.
It gives it a hard definition. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's a little smoother. So that's the only thing I had about that special effects. But I love the face upwards and the mask and the bug eyes. Very cool. Love the voice. It's pretty much kind of synthesized.
Yeah.
He's giving him a promotion if he wants it. But Menard's not sure. And a lot of these fan films that Vance has done has been a lot of contemplations.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Trek does that to a degree anyway.
Owen to Menard.
Go ahead, Jason.
I'm running a little late, like normal.
Yeah, so go figure. Dinner's on you then? And I want to say this is a character from Stormfront. No, not Stormfront.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Ray Tessie's series,
it's been on my
Republic.
Mind lately.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think it's the Doctor, if I remember right, but I'm not positive. So that's kind of cool where Vance tries to intermix different fan productions. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's not a question.
But one of my favorite things about this is that they're doing it kind of like it's a normal just like conversation between friends. And then Vance can joke around with him. That was really cool, especially when he was like, so you're going to buy dinner?
Hell no. But this is where he gets his infamous line in.
Why did you do
that? Or famous. Who knows?
Save my life.
Pizza rolls. And it comes up here in a bit. But
yeah.
Some of the stuff that they're talking about, I assume, must be in a different fan film.
Things in my life.
Yeah.
So whatever happened to this guy, I don't know what he did to other people. Unmentionables. Well, how unmentionable are they? Mm. Who knows? It's Star Trek, so it can't be too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely won't end up with that hairline.
Yeah, screw
just
you.
Wait a few years. You'll get now, hurry up, because there's something.
Get your ass over here.
You've never had before. I'm going to introduce you to
pizza rolls. There we go.
There's the line.
All right, Owen out.
Something he's never had before.
No, but that's always been an inside joke for the Menard character, so that's
pretty cool. Has been.
He can't get a break. Everybody's calling him.
Yeah. Sorry to bother you.
And I believe this nurse is named Ramona. And I have a sneaky suspicion, Vance has not confirmed this, but a sneaky suspicion that's probably based on his wife's name.
Ramona. Probably.
And also, he just ditched the guy that he was just talking to.
True.
Because he was going over for pizza rolls. He went to the nurse's place.
True. Sometimes that happens in Starfleet.
Yeah.
Now, we got another red shirt. And he's bringing in a box. And you're kind of like, dude, can you not wrap the present? And this, you get a little bit of history placed within it because he pulls out his, I think his father's or grandfather's.
Grandfather's.
I know some people, and we pulled this stinky thing out of the laundry and said, hey, let's work it up. Make it look like Vance's dad's. Granddad's. Sorry. But no.
Leonard Menard.
So it kind of lends a little bit of history to the character. You know, his grandfather was in the Federation. Really the don't know about his father, though. They don't. Yeah. It kind of sounds like his father probably wasn't, or maybe he was just off-planet a lot.
Some of the times when he talks, it sounds like he was part of the orphanage system, too.
That's what I was thinking. So I'm not sure exactly where the father of Menard is at.
We both know what that was like. At least we're there for each other.
And that's why I don't ever want to get the part.
And cut to the next scene. Where do we go? Oh, House on the Hill again. No. It's just a spooky shot. I'm sorry, Vance. It's a spooky shot.
But I think this is his place, isn't it?
Hey, I think this one is specifically. Yeah. The other shot is not.
Man, that was tonight. Slipped my mind.
Then I think what came out here is like Vance's character is like, whoop, Michael Jackson vibe here going. And he's got a Camaro hat. So evidently, Menard has a thing for history.
I had hoped the Ajax.
Unless the Camaros fly around. What's got you thinking about like in Blade Runner. So, who knows? Maybe Chevrolet makes a Camaro shuttle. But then his friend there, and I can't remember his character's name.
I was raised in that place.
It's like, I think it's a Back to the Future jacket. But it's
like, I saw that kid we rescued.
Whoever owned that jacket must have long arms, but go ahead.
They were talking about Vance's character's history a little bit just now. And he said that he was raised in an orphanage, and the kid that he was raised in an orphanage, or the kid that they rescued, is going to that orphanage that he was
not likely to get adopted.
Yep.
Well, there was that. The universe this big? moment that.
Yeah. Kids aren't allowed on Starship.
And so kids aren't allowed on Starship. So it's before the Next Generation timeline.
Yep. Though apparently they can stretch it because they were at least able to save him.
The ranch every night. What's Jennifer saying? What does she have to do with this? Doc and I have a bet. Who's going to ask
what
who else?
Jennifer says about this. We'll get to Jennifer in a bit. It's like, what? Really
they skipped the asking out bit entirely.
Yep, she gets a surprise later on.
I really feel like I'm betraying Emily for these feelings.
And betraying Emily is his wife that has passed away.
Yep. Apparently to the same things that... Same people who killed the planet that the baby was on. Yeah, it's mentioned.
So I'm trying to think of what they were called. Pseudolons? Can't remember. Sucalons? And then, Sucalons? Superheroes are still in style in the future. Yay! Yep.
I can entirely see that.
And this is one of another one of my favorite shots.
I just like them all.
Yeah. He drew this himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Here's Sean.
Again,
I'm sorry. Don't know the characters' names. We know these guys a little bit by names, so.
It's like, psychic we message from the network together.
And this ties into more of his fan films that he has going on.
But this is pretty cool.
I kind of think Sean's like, hey. If you're cracking some bacon, throw me some eggs on there with that. But Sean looks like a thug almost when he comes in and leans in with that jacket on.
And so this is in one of the continuities where he's part of that secret cabal of people trying to
I'm not sure if he's there yet. This is kind of like a psychic impression, like you said before. And it's coming. It is coming. Because I think this was like the last film he shot, but it's not the last film in sequence.
Goodbye, but no, I don't think so. Because
he jumps around the timeline.
Because I think there's a few more that are after this, but I think this one's relatively late.
Oh, here's Jennifer. Or Carly.
Carly, yeah.
She got a haircut. Looks nice, Carly.
This is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, you're going to be surprised. Love his shirt. What's it say?
I did not see it.
Expendable. Yeah,
okay. And it's red. Red shirts always get killed. They're expendable. I love it. Inside joke
there.
That
kid I found the Beretta system?
Beretta system. I like that.
Let him grow up like I did. I'm leaving the Valiant, but I'm taking the promotion. I'm taking Planitia.
Taking his promotion.
To Planitia is apparently the place. That kid's
And again, like I said, the fan film productions go in different shifting timelines in the future. Parallel, they go to the dark mirror universe. But if you remember Carly or Jennifer, she was part of the Stormfront crew that Vance helped produce. And they did some shorts called Pen Pals as well. So they kind of been building up on this.
And apparently it was the Sucalons.
Sucalons, there you go. Thank you. That's what they were.
Said it just me.
Wow.
Jennifer.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Watch this.
Whoa!
Okay. Do I really want a ready-made family? I don't know. Okay. Maybe.
But it's been years.
This is a good scene, though. It's good drama here, and they got the. I guess that's a violin playing, but
I thought you'd never ask.
It's a very nice scene, but then look at his face and Vance's face.
The Melbourne's still in shakedown. I don't know when I'll be back, but Eric, when I do, I'm gonna come back to you.
She's coming back to him. Look at that face. Yep. It's like, oh my God, she said yes. I'm so happy.
Perfect.
And I love how he changed out the photos to represent different pictures that he's taken of different casts and people he's met through the fan productions and put them in the frames.
Yep.
So that's kind of cool.
I love great Leon Menard.
I'm talking to a uniform.
No, I did.
I want more than just a career.
And so in a sense, this is almost kind of a, it's sad to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda, yeah.
Because he's not sure what he wants to do, per se.
It's an ending of one thing and a beginning of another.
Right, and you're always unsure at that stage. And that comes into play. And, like I said, future episodes, he's on starships and stuff. I think he's actually captain of the Constar in a future episode as well. So, hey, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But contemplation again, a lot of contemplating.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? Maybe your friends or your family, but you have a family at home.
What do you do? What do you do? I do. No. Don't want to do. Unless I need a do. Well, I'll do it. Vance, you wanted this, remember. Sorry, folks. We like to have fun here.
Mm-hmm. Jack.
There it is, Jack. Captain Jack.
Sorry to bother you at home.
Yep.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
I've been meaning to talk to you.
Michael King's a pretty cool guy as well. I think he kind of got Vance involved in the Star Trek fan film productions. And
with you doing it.
Vance kind of just took the bull by the horns and just started having fun with it. But with the birth of Royce, like we were talking about, he decided to kind of take a little bit of a break and step back. He's still going to help out, but maybe not do as much.
But he said that he wasn't going to be making his own films, but he would still be acting and helping out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the North. He just arranged to meet on Monday.
You're not going to be here Monday, are you?
Then not going to be here Monday, and then...
You're going to accept promotion.
Wait a bit. And there's going to be a next bit.
The next bit. What's the next?
So, you were just going to show up for your shift and hope we didn't notice?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a bit...
He's wanting to sneak out.
He doesn't have anywhere else to go.
I get it.
I get it. The kids cast a spell on you.
Sometimes kids can do that, though.
Especially with Abby and all. I wonder if Abby is Michael King's daughter.
I think it's the character's daughter. I don't know if it's his actual daughter or not, though.
Am I screwing up?
Who knows?
It's just hard to say goodbye. We've all been there.
Put a positive spin on it there, Captain
Sometimes
Jack.
Sometimes in life you have to let go of the things that mean something to you.
More like, who knows?
But that doesn't mean
take your chances and go for it.
That are equally or even more so important.
Jack.
We got the sad violin again.
Jack. I love you like a brother, man. I wouldn't have stuck around if...
Jonathan, you picked the sad one. What's going on?
Why don't we just save this all for Monday?
Yeah. Save this all for Monday.
I didn't
that he's not
pick
be
this
ours?
One because it was sad. I picked it because it was...
How you've been a great friend.
I think that put up with me Vance put a lot of his heart and soul in this one because it was his last one.
True.
And you can tell throughout the whole video that his heart and his soul has been put into... this, especially with him bringing in his
son
into it. I think that this one was one of the best ones. I mean, a lot of his work, he puts his heart and soul in there, but this one, it just seems like it's more personal.
And we got the picture frame with all the different people, and we go to a music montage, I guess. Not a montage, but a music overture, or whatever you want to call it. And he's looking at his friends, and it's kind of like he's almost like, oh, I'm never going to see you again, but no, he's just going to, like, a Jupiter station. He's like, taking an assignment on a space station for the Martian.
And then there's him with the Blue Martian from...
Blue Martian? Oh, my gosh, it's Andorian, dude!
Andorian.
I can't... Vulcan.
John Snow played him.
Andorian Vulcan mix.
Yeah.
Yep, Mr. Snow. Yep.
Be sure to shop at IkeaVerse for the future.
But anyway, the Vulcan and Dorian mix was on Melbourne.
Into the fence. Yep.
That was what it was.
Then we jump into some computer animatics. This one's not as great as the first shot.
No, but it's still pretty cool.
It's nice still. Yeah. Garth Simonard, I don't know if it's the colors are part, brighter, Captain. The reds and stuff, or what.
The red and the blues.
But once it lightens up a little bit, I mean, and then this is what kind of confuses me. I'm going to have to ask Vince about this. We see a Constitution class refit come in. That should be the Enterprise, if I'm correct, because that was the first one to be refitted. Then have this ship Constitution class going by, and it's NCC 1707. I don't know if that's the Enterprise's number or not. I'm sorry, guys, I'm not the biggest Star Trek fan. But then Logan noticed this in the background. He's going to Jupiter Station, and you got the Jupiter Storm in the background. So, you got Royce looking over his shoulder, and he's in command gold. And then it fades to black, and we get into
the credits.
And he just kind of puts pictures up of all the different productions he's been involved with. I like this.
That's pretty good.
It's cool, but at the same time, it's like creeping on this kind of soft note, and you hit a
hard rock theme.
Royce Leonard Major, I like that.
Apparently there's two abandoned Star Trek trips with the ships with that number. The USS Hood from 1707.
Oh, that's not be there twice.
Okay.
Logan's moving in it for us, folks.
There's the USS Hood from Ragnarok. And the USS Ranger.
Okay. So I was mistaken. So that probably was the Enterprise, the refit Enterprise coming in. Which Vance has been doing with these fan films. He's kind of been mixing in, leading from the classic series into the movie timeline. And then beyond, with the future episodes that you can see. And he's mixing the technology, so that's pretty cool. Am I the only one still listening? He used this song minus the lyrics for the Stormfront theme, if I remember right.
Huh.
So that's kind of cool. He just kind of reused it, but he put the lyrics back in. And I think he probably did this, like Jonathan said, because it was his last fan film. Yep. Otherwise, I think he might have left off on a little bit quieter piece, but since this was, like you said earlier, a personal thing for him, again, since he found this band and had the music done, it's personal to him, so I think that's why he included the lyrics on this one and had it go out. So, kind of a cool shout out back to him again.
Mm-hmm.
Long crazy, a lot of people in there. It's surprising.
This is all special thanks.
Oh, it's a special thanks. And that's showed all the pictures. So CGI. And you can tell by some of the photos that are in here, you know, they try to have fun when they were working on their stuff. So. And when he actually asked us to be on some of his shows to kind of do some cameos, and we had fun doing that as well, so that was cool.
I got to be a couple of dead bodies. I no longer remember the exact amount, but I remember it was like 3.5 dead bodies, one living person.
There you go. You're a Star Trek zombie. No. But yeah, this one was a little slower than some of his. He does have some a little bit more tenser shows, and Star Trek's not a really action-oriented. It is a little bit more like
it's a little contemplative. Slower. Yeah.
And he does, some of the other episodes are that way. This one, again, like Jonathan said, it was his last one to do, so I think he was feeling that as well. Like I said, you can see it in his performance.
Okay, this is it. Kind of reflecting on what it was with Michael Keaton on that screen. It's like, am I doing the right thing type of deal.
Yeah.
It was like,
okay. And I mean, like with that one scene, you could tell that it was. Yes.
And then at the very end, I think this is what Logan was talking about. Is this what you were talking about, Logan?
Yeah. It's the red bits. I remember reading it and thinking that's basically his resignation letter, but
okay. Telling him that he's kind of done with things for the moment. Yeah. And you never say never, because he could come back and produce something or even direct something when, you know, when Royce gets older, he might want to do something more, but he kind of stepped back because Royce is a brand new son for him and Ramona. Yeah, it's a lot of time to take care of the little one. So, but
I like that part, the whole Vance Major film, and then he had his little
true.
I think he was leaning on that.
Well, that's it, folks. We'll talk to you later, and we hope you enjoyed us. Vance, hopefully we didn't make you too upset with some of the comments. That's it for us. Have fun, guys. All right. Bye-bye.
See ya.
I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's so.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.